A Sunday night football game triggered an intense national debate. The Buffalo Bills were playing the Kansas City Chiefs when thunderstorms interrupted the game.
Now, the best case scenario, the NFL tells us, is that 9:45 is the time that these players could get back out here on the field.
NBC sideline reporter Michelle Tafoya delivered the breaking news that the players were served peanut butter and jelly sandwiches in the locker room.
Although a couple have complained to me that there's too much peanut butter on the sandwiches. It's like 70-30 with the jelly, so they're not enjoying those as much.
The precise peanut butter to jelly ratio on a sandwich triggered a crunchy, not smooth debate on Twitter. Is it 50-50, 60-40, more peanut butter, less jelly, just the opposite? A, I need to know where you stand.
More jelly, it's a sweet treat.
More jelly. You know what? Forget the jelly. I go peanut butter and honey.
See, no one can agree, so we decided to consult an expert. Kevin Pang is with the PBS television show America's Test Kitchen.
You really don't need too much of the jelly for it to poke through. So I think a 5-to-4 ratio of peanut butter to jelly, that is the optimum PB&J.
All right, he's wrong. And he says, though, that peanut butter and jelly is a uniquely American sandwich. According to the National Peanut Board, the first PB&J recipe appeared in 1901 in the Boston Cooking School Magazine of Culinary Science and Domestic Economics.
Wow. It may be all American, but Pang says other countries have an equivalent.
I think about how in Australia, there is a dish called fairy bread, which is white bread with butter and sprinkles on top. You can do chocolate sprinkles. You can do cake sprinkles. You can argue that might be the PB&J of Australia.
Sprinkle bread. I dig it. Pang says ultimately the best PB&J is the one you make for yourself.
So go ahead, skippy on into the kitchen or fly in like Peter Pan and treat yourself to an American delicacy. You could make it in a jiff.